Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, please make him feel welcome like you do every week.
You really do.
It's our baseball expert, Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. How are you?
I'm seven.
Seven?
No, I'm not a seven.
Not a seven. I saw you.
Not a seven.
I was expecting some disco dancing, and then it just went downhill from there.
Got this neck pinched nerve thing in my neck. It's very uncomfortable.
You couldn't be part of the dance off.
Couldn't. And this happened how? I don't know. I have no idea. No idea how it happened.
Never had that before.
Percolated up out of nowhere, which makes it the most scary thing of all. Like if I had done something, I go, oh, I did this. But no, it's just like it hurts. That's all.
Too bad you missed me at a rare appearance.
Saturday night, private
DJing.
Party.
I'm still DJing once in a while.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, open box events took over Fireman Jim Productions, but I still get out there once in a while.
Were you just knocking the rust off?
Yeah.
Extra for that?
Of course. Top dollar,
the
my
real
man.
FMJ.
Top dollar. I demand it now.
What dollar is that? Is that your top dollar?
Nope.
No. Well, then
you
I'm
go
not
a
coming.
A little bit higher than that, then. And take that one and add to here. And then I show up.
Right. You take one more step up on the ladder.
And I'm there.
No, you got
And I show up, and then Bob's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Come
I had
on.
To leave. I had to leave the party.
He left.
I was very uncomfortable.
And then the party really took off. Really took off. It was like a soul train happened. If Don Cornelius had showed up, it would have been just a big party. But
Fireman Jim, usually you say kind things when we see each other.
I'm sorry, Bob. I know you're feeling bad, so I don't want to knock you down. But
you know what? I feel okay anyway because the Brewers had a big win last night, 4-0 over the Cubs.
Yes, I was there. Went to the game. Yep. You know, I was watching the game Monday, and then the debacle of the 11th inning, and there's so many Cubs fans there.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going.
What?
I'm going. I'm taking the family.
Yeah.
And we went to the game, and I've never heard a quieter game for a Cubs Brewer game.
Well, quieter.
It was very quiet. I mean, it helps out when the Brewers take an early lead. Right away, that'll shut them up for the most part. Right. But every time they try to get that wave of let's go Cubbies, you know, they try to take over Miller Park, it got shot down by the Brewer fans.
Yeah.
And they were pretty well behaved. And it helps when they only have one hit through seven innings. We shut them down. I mean, that'll do it every time.
Nice job, Chase Anderson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was an important game. I mean, they didn't want to lose that one and fall a game and a half, and the Cubs have owned us all year.
If that was an important game last night, how big is the game today?
It's big.
It's an afternoon game today.
It's a rubber match. It's a big game. It's for first place.
Should have the roof open, right? It's a beautiful day out there.
It's a gorgeous day today, so get up to the ballpark. Big game. I mean, yesterday's, I think, was a bigger game just because they didn't want to fall a game and a half behind, and the Cubs, they've already had to beat us 7 of 8 games going into that. So that 7 in a row, not a good scene for the Brewers to shut them down. Gets their heads back up and looking good for today's game.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, we always talk about dumb plays that players make when they're playing baseball. I think we should highlight Lorenzo Cain and his heads-up play last night on the bases.
I'm watching, I'm getting mad at Yelich. I'm like, he's in no man's land. I'm like, but he got in the rundown long enough to, just trade bases. Cain's headed to second
base.
That's
what I thought would happen, right.
And all of a sudden, wow, what a smart play.
Lorenzo Cain is standing at second, pointing at it, going, come on back.
Right. And he didn't touch the base, so allowed him to get back, and he never established the base. And he sees first base wide open. You know, rule in baseball, and Eric probably knows this as a coach, if you're not involved in the play, you're either backing up a play or you're covering a base. So even the outfielders, they're supposed to come running in to back up throws. If the catcher goes to third base, the first baseman wants to go home. Because in case the guy goes to third and there's something weird happens, you've seen that happen where they advance a base, going back a base I've never seen before.
But, there was nobody at first, Fireman Jim. Yeah. Lorenzo Cain was there all by himself.
And to see that happen, and then that really deflated the Cubs. And, of course, in the very next hitter.
Two-run double.
Smokes that double down the line. Yeah. And, that really shut him up. So that's good to see. That is very good to see when the Cubs fans are that much quieter.
And Cain says that didn't just happen. They practiced that in Kansas City.
So how do you practice that? You practice pickle plays. You've done that.
You know what
you
do in spring training? Just like situational stuff.
Yes, they
all
do.
The time.
Yep,
one thing after another.
That is part of the. If you go to the morning meetings at spring training, they'll highlight what we're doing today. They'll do the basics. Hitting. We're doing this. But then there'll be something like that. Today we're highlighting pickles. or we're highlighting whatever. Something that doesn't happen a lot, but it's going to happen sooner or later, and you want to be heads up on that. And obviously, the practice paid off. I mean, that play right there led to two runs and probably led to the win.
And G-Man Choi's got to be wondering what you got to do to stay in Milwaukee. Geez, I hit a pinch hit grand slam, only the seventh one in team history.
Pinch hit grand slam.
And the next day, he's on his way to Tampa. He's been traded.
Has that ever happened in baseball before? I mean, that's probably the second most exciting hit in baseball besides a walk-off and game-ending home run.
Inside the park home run is more exciting.
I'll take a pinch hit grand slam.
Really?
Inside the park home run. A pinch hit grand slam home run. I'll take that.
As far as exciting, though, I don't know. I think inside the, but anyway,
as
go
a
ahead.
Hitter, whatever. Besides the walk off homer to hit to end the game, a pinch hit grand slam is what you're like. Wow, that's awesome! You know, coming to the plate, he's got the rust off and
right.
hits the home run. He's like, wow! And then the Brewers see his stock shoot up. They're like, if we're gonna trade him, now's the time. And let's face it, I mean, that was a great hit, obviously. But you know, we had enough first baseman. We had Thames coming back off the DL, and we got a good shortstop for him. You know,
right, another middle infielder.
We need another middle infielder.
Who they sent to Colorado Springs
right away.
Didn't even come to Milwaukee.
No.
So. Will we see him this year, do you think? Or does that depend on injuries?
It depends what Arcia wants to do. I mean, his glove is fantastic. He's just got to get the offense going with him, you know. And you don't want to, he's still a young player. So when he starts slumping, they did the right thing last time. They sent him down. The only brought him back up so quickly is because another injury happened.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. They're going to bring him back up. Just got to get that bat going for him.
Chief Fireman Jim, do you think the fact that the Brewer wives beat the Cubs wives yesterday in that softball game got the ball rolling for the Brewers yesterday?
I think so. I heard. I didn't know that the game was going on until I read it in the paper, and I'm like, yeah, they that two.
Can they
do
that every time they're kind of in a little bit of a downturn?
Sure.
Schedule a wives softball game to get things going.
I think so. Why not? It worked. If that's part of the winning formula.
Aren't those sort of cooked up in the off season or something?
Yeah.
Maybe you could just do a commando on a quick one.
Because the problem with that is you have to break the bad news to the visiting team. We're going to need your wives when you come up here.
Right.
You know,
bring your glove.
Right.
For what? Just bring your glove. It's for charity. Get out there and they cry. I didn't know the final score.
Ten to three.
Technically,
yeah.
Them.
Brewer wives win.
Crushed him. Heard of an ejection.
What?
Heard of an ejection.
Yeah. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, there was an ejection.
Wow.
I don't know if it's for show, though, one of those show ejections. They'll look at me, I'm going to argue and get tossed for the fans. Whatever. It's entertaining. For a good cause. So good for them.
So it was. It was for charity. It was to raise money for baseball, in the inner city?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that went on. What are the other good stories this week? Well, we're almost out of time.
A good story, but Ohtani, the Angels sensation pitcher hitter, he's on the DL. His shoulder, there's a chance he could need Tommy John surgery. And he's a young, young player, and it's kind of sad to see. But I mean, he was their big signing. He was the guy that's going to lead him to the, lead him to the playoffs. And to see that happen, he throws that split finger fastball, and there's not a worse pitch for your elbow than the splitter, and that puts a lot of strain on. And he had a tear. They say it's a grade 2 tear, whatever that means. I'm not a doctor, but not quite Tommy John.
I swear they're just licking their chops waiting to do Tommy John surgery on every pitcher that has elbow problems.
Right.
What does he need? Tommy John surgery.
Well, I don't even know what that is, but let's just do it. Take some muscles and throw it here, slap one here.
Is there a?
How long has it been since his surgery? 40 years?
Since Tommy John's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it has been, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. And what was it called before that?
I don't know.
You know, I heard...
Did it even exist?
It probably did not.
I heard a study yesterday that... people who have had their tonsils taken out, like kids who have their tonsils taken out, now with these studies, they're saying they have a higher risk of asthma and there's other problems that they can develop later in life because their tonsils are out. Now they're saying maybe we should leave the tonsils in. So I'm wondering, what are some of the long-term effects of Tommy John surgery? Could you develop asthma?
Maybe.
As a result of Tommy John surgery? You know,
Google that.
I know it's not a...
I do not know. That's one thing I don't know is the medical field here. So even though I'm a former EMT. Didn't get that far into my training, though, I guess.
You going to the game today, Fireman Jim, the matinee?
Well, it's the 13 club, so it's Johnny's birthday today, my son. So,
the first in a series.
First in
now.
A series, yep.
That's right.
Yep. So we went to the game last night for his birthday. We might go today, or he's got a game tonight. So, but if I'm not going, somebody else got to take my place and out-cheer those Cubs fans.
Shut those Cubs fans
yeah, but the
up.
Thing is, the best part of the Cubs-Brewers games is leaving the stadium and the drunken tomfoolery, the talking, the jawing back and forth, and you're taking the escalator ride down, and
they
had a lot of that going on. That's kind of entertaining.
Standing there in their stupid Cubs gear. You
just get the best one-liners. Yes, exactly. So Yeah, hit the game today. It's a very important game for first place in the NL Central.
It is. Yep. Winner will be in first. All right, Fireman Jim, always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
I'm going to make sure to watch Emergency before next week's visit, though.
All right, I'll be on it.